and sometimes without hello. She's got one magic trick, just one, and that's it. She disappeared. It's like, now you see her.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, indeed. Hope you guys are having a wonderful beginning of October. Guess who it is? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, you're in fact listening to one and only Carolyn and Joe Show.
Happy October 1st.
That's right.
2013.
It's getting cold, but not really getting cold where
not
we are.
Not really. It's still a little bit of summer temperature.
Yeah, a little bit of a joke there. Joke of fall and seasons are just blending in together and just becoming one giant season of whatever you want to call it.
But before you know it, the cold will swarm in, and then you're going to be like, I need a blanket.
You always need a blanket. It's time for blankets. I like the fall. I like the color changes. I like the little crisp in the air. I like that uncertainty, whatever that means.
What is
it's
the
birth.
Uncertainty?
It's birth and death at the same time. That's what fall is to me. That's maybe it's because just where I was born. This is my season. This is when I was born. And maybe that's why I like it. But before we get into my likes, it's time for the Carolyn News. Kick it!
Oh my gosh. Again. We're now in October. To me, that's news. Because all of a sudden, I just, like, woke up and I was like, what happened to all those months? Because, like, really the last month that I can truly remember was, like, April. So I don't know what happened to basically half the year.
Me neither.
So that's news to me that all of a sudden it's October. So I just want to report that.
That's news to me, man.
Everybody, it is October. All right. So we have some crazy big upcoming events. I also want to point out that October 6th, although Joe and I will not be exhibiting, I plan to actually stop by the Capcom show to drop off some Magic Bullet. So you can pick up the Magic Bullet Halloween edition at Capcom's, which is at the Dunloring Volunteer Fire Department Station Virginia.
Well, that's right.
It's right near Tyson's Corner, so that's a pretty big hub in the local area. If you want to go to a Comic-Con, a mini Comic-Con that's in a firehouse, that's pretty awesome, then drop on by. I think the tickets are $3, so it's not going to break the bank, but you can meet some cool people there and hang out at Capcom's that day. But I will not be there very long. I'm just going to be there to drop off Magic Bullet, and you will be able to pick up the Magic Bullet Halloween edition there.
So you may miss Carolyn, but you will not miss Magic Bullet. It'll be there for you.
It'll be there, and it's free. That's pretty awesome. And in addition to that, go to magicbulletcomics.com to check out a locator, so you'll be able to find where you can pick up a copy. They may or may not be sold out there, but just so you know, they are around. And also, you can pick up a copy of Magic Bullet for free at the Curl Studio Table at New York Comic Con. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be... Write it down. Everybody, get your pen, get your pencil, get your smartphone, get your dumb phone. Type this in. 1162 Small Press Area at New York Comic Con.
1162.
That's our table.
Small Press.
And we'll have free Magic Bullet issues there. So if you come on by, say hi to us, you can meet us in person, and that would be pretty fabulous. And you also will get a free Magic Bullet issue at our table. So it's a win-win right there. And we'll be at New York Comic Con on October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. So not this coming weekend, but next weekend already. We'll be in the Big Apple. It'll be pretty amazing. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, we're at table 1162 in Small Press at New York Comic Con. Yes. So what are you excited about at New York Comic Con, Joe? I haven't really been...
Was that the end
looking.
Of the news?
Yeah,
that's it? There's no other news?
I mean, there's
news up for that, right?
Let's see.
I could swear there's more news than that.
Oh my gosh,
go into
November?
The books. Go deep into the books.
You want to hit November?
Just let them know. Let them all know.
Okay, November 9th. We're going to be at Southern Maryland Comic Con. That's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to be there, but I'll find out.
Okay, well, I'll be there. And then on November 10th, there's the Parkinson's Walk. And we're going to walk with Team Cul-de-Sac. Joe, are you walking in that?
I'm still trying to find out.
All right, so I'll definitely... I will definitely be
there.
There's
some projects that are uncertain, and they never really tell me ahead of time. Or they do, but... So, sometimes you got to test these people. they say they're going to do something, and then sometimes when you put all your chips in there and they end up not doing it and you waste your time. So I'm neither yay or neither nay, but you got to get paid, so.
The Parkinson's Walk is free. It's in Washington, D.C. on November 10th. So you can join Team Cul-de-Sac, and we'll love to have you on the team. And any money that you want to earn, or that your coworkers give you, or that you go out and, you earn it for yourself. And all of that money goes towards Parkinson's Foundation. So it goes towards a good cause, but it's free to walk. And also I want to point out that Magic Bullet is at Artisphere. The exhibit is running until November 3rd.
It's been getting a lot of notoriety, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have a whole month to go check that out at Artisphere in Roslyn area. So check.
It's not that very difficult to get there,
it's
too.
It's in Arlington.
If you go to if you're in Roslyn, or if you're going basically to the Key Bridge, what's the metro stop that's close to that? Roslyn Metro Stop.
Yeah.
It's like basically right there.
It's at the old museum location from, I guess, museum was there maybe like
it's
5 years ago.
It's a pretty swanky place.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So check out the Magic Bullet Artisphere exhibit. And you might actually be able to pick up one of the Magic Bullet issues there. I did hear that they were sold out, but I think somebody is going to replenish the stash soon.
Nice.
So, I mean, you got to get a hold of it. In case you don't know, Magic Bullet is Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper. It's published about twice a year. This issue that we're talking about right now is the Halloween issue. And if you're interested in learning more or being an advertiser in the issue or submitting your own comic, you can go to magicbulletcomics.com and click around there and find out some info. And if you have more questions, you can email me at info@curls-studio.com and we'll try to get those answered. So that's pretty much the news. You know, again, our big highlight is October 10th through 13th. We're going to be at New York Comic Con again. Table 1162. I can't plug that enough.
1162. Small press. That's us.
And also, you know, we are sharing the table with Teresa Roberts Logan. I just want to throw that out there. She's Laughing Redhead Studio. So you can look her up too and say hi to her as well. We'll be having a blast all 4 days at New York Comic Con.
This is going to be huge, man.
It's going to be
huge. The biggest one ever.
I haven't paid attention though, who's going to be celebrity guests. I know the Hit Girl is going to be there again.
Chloe?
Yeah.
Chloe Mortez? Mortinez?
So I know that they usually announce guests though, the week before. They're like, oh, so all these people are going to be here. But then it's like, well, the tickets were already sold out 8 months ago.
So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter who's going to be there at this point.
It's just,
not like
means
they're
everyone's
drawing
gonna,
a crowd.
Yeah, just everyone's going to be there. They got to make it worth their time. Well, you can guarantee that The Walking Dead, Hulk Hogan's going to be there. Some wrestlers are going to be there. I don't know. Stan Lee is going to be someone. Everyone's going to be there.
I did check the ROH lineup for, I guess, ROH is going to be this
Are week, they going to be at New York Comic Con too?
No, I don't think they are, but they're going to be this Saturday. They're going to be in Baltimore. And I do not see Jimmy Jacobs on the list, so I don't know if we should go.
I'm not quite sure.
Because also, I have to concentrate on New York Comic Con, which is the following weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I have stuff to do. But I'm like, man, if Jimmy Jacobs was there, I would surely consider it more.
Who knows, though? Who really knows sometimes? He wasn't advertised on the pay-per-view, so he was on there.
But did he wrestle?
No, he did not wrestle.
See, I've noticed what's the deal with him not wrestling recently? And then the Hoopla, he did an awesome singing job, but he didn't wrestle.
I mean, that's the dream job right there. You don't even have to wrestle when you can get paid to show up.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Excuse me.
I
just ate a lot of pineapples.
That's delicious, Joe.
Delicious.
But I mean, I don't know, I want to see Jimmy Jacobs again, and I feel like I missed my opportunity when we last saw ROH in person.
I kept on saying, "Hey, he's right there. Go say hi to him."
I know, but
or go pay $20. So you can say hi to Matt Hardy, him, and the rest of.
I just
Scum.
Was being cheap, man. I honestly didn't feel like paying $20.
I really don't it's funny because a lot of times. Really, we just realized no one wants to pay for anything these days. That's what it comes down to.
But the thing is, I feel like we actually do pay for things. Like I don't illegally download movies or music or anything. When I want to own something, when I want to watch something, I will buy it. And I buy it. I don't do some people read comics online illegally.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that.
I
buy them.
I was having a texting conversation with the model, I guess, actress that I was just working with about hey, she was I want to start you know, she's like, I need to make money so I can get out of this town, so to speak. And I like pitched to her, hey, let's start an agency. You know what I mean? Why don't you? She's like, I don't really feel like I can't leave the house. I don't have a car. You know, what can I do? And I was like saying like, hey, maybe from your place, you could possibly start an agency. If you say you know all these models, you know all these photographers, and you already put these people together. I was like, why don't you put them together? And then that's what agents pretty much do, isn't it? When you define an agent, Carolyn, what do they do?
They do all the dirty work. They do all the business stuff behind the scenes and make stuff happen. Like, kind of a producer role, but more, even more behind the scenes.
Yeah, like a talent agency. Like, they'll match these talents with other ones. And they
work out, like, contracts and negotiations and what each party agrees to.
Yeah. So I was telling her, I was like, you could possibly do that in your area. You could make your own like agency with all these models that go to you already, asking like, how do I get up and how do I get known? I was like, well, if you just have all these girls and models as your clients, and then you have all these other photographers as your clients, and you put them together, that basically makes you an agency. If you just solidify them as your talent, you know what I mean? And then she was telling me that, like, yeah, but the thing is, though, there's a lot of girls out there, you know, they want to make it big, or they want to be a model, or they want to do that, but they're not willing, but they don't want to pay for images. And then, you know, I told her,
invest in yourself.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, well, I guess that's really how it is. No one wants to pay for anything these days.
It's kind of sad, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like I really do try to go out of my, like, as we've talked about on the show before, I try to go out of my way to, like, actually find stuff in real life, and like basically treasure hunting for stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like a lot easier just to find it on Amazon. And it, like, it's sad that it's come to that level where like you actually try and go to like 3 or 4 stores that it should be in. Like, let's say that there's like a new DVD out, or like a DVD that's within the past 5 years.
Yeah.
You think that it would be at like Best Buy, Target and stuff like that, but it's not. So then it's like, oh, so now I like went to like spent like probably like 2 hours altogether looking for this product, and then you end up just ordering it off Amazon, which I could have done in the beginning. So now it's like, I don't know, man.
I mean, there's been plenty of times too for me, like I've been wanting to buy that Animal Man omnibus that's come out like several weeks ago, and then I know it's a certain price on Amazon, like it's like maybe it's $39 or something like that. And then over when you buy it in stores, maybe it's like 50. I forget what it is, 50 or 70, something like that.
Yeah, so at that point, it's like you should just go to Amazon. It's just a smarter choice.
Just go to Amazon. But whenever I see that book, I'm just like, man, but I can own it right now in my very hands. And I can, you know, there's always certain things. Like when I'm buying a book in person as opposed to buying it like online, I like to investigate things. I don't like my books being mailed to me and they're being damaged.
Yeah.
And that has a tendency of like happening, you know what I mean? And also, you know, a lot of people, if it's damaged, they don't want to even, they're like, okay, they'll just settle for it being damaged and they won't return it because there's another hassle. There's more time of waiting. And that's really what happens. Like, I look at the Animal Man book omnibus and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I could buy that right now, and I investigate
it. Like, all fresh.
All fresh. It's like, oh, that's really good, but I know it's just, it's a little $10, $15 cheaper, you know, to go there. You know, it's like, it's like four gallons of gas.
If it had a little ding in it.
It's 4 gallons of gas.
Would you be willing for it to have a little ding in it for, like, minus $15?
I mean, but the thing is, though, I just don't want that, but if it happens, I'm stuck with it, and I'd have that feeling of being stuck with it, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting, like, I have used, like, Redbox before for movies. That's pretty much, like, at a lot of grocery stores and basically every shopping mall has one now, it seems. And we just watched,
The Bling Ring.
The Bling Ring, thank you.
Emma Watson, and Sofia Coppola.
Yeah, directed by Sofia Coppola. And, like, that's a movie that, like, usually I only use Redbox if they email. I'm on their email list, and, like, I'd say about, like, once every 2 months they'll email you, like, you know, some deal, like 75% off the movie or a free movie when you get one, buy one, get one free or something like that. So I feel like that's a good deal, you know, if you, like, basically we saw The Bling Ring in Blu-ray for, like, 80 cents. You know, and at that point, it's like, what's 80 cents going to cost you for, like, you know, a night of hearing a story, you know, or watching a story? So I'm like, all right, get major, major deals. But so Bling Ring is something that I took a chance on because.
Did you read about the Bling Ring before you bought that?
I was like familiar that it happened, but I didn't know.
What was the movie? Because I know you settled on the Bling Ring, but what was the movie before that you're looking for?
I was looking for Great Gatsby, which they have there, but it was sold out. Like they, you know, they had it advertised.
Yeah.
And that was something that, for some reason, that movie bypassed me from watching it in the theaters, and I still haven't seen it. But so I was like, okay, well, basically my choices were either Spring Breakers or The Bling Ring.
Which I hear Spring Breakers is actually pretty interesting, too.
I don't know, something like...
Because that has James Franco in it.
Yeah, it has James Franco in it, but he's kind of like a creepy character. But for some reason, like, I guess I was in the mood for, like, you know, both movies has, like, edgy teenagers in it, I guess.
Edgy teenagers?
But I kind of...
I don't even want to use the word edgy in this lifetime anymore.
Yeah, I know. What's a good word for that? I don't know. Like,
trendy.
Out of control teenagers.
Trendy.
So I was like, which one is like the worst of two evils? And I was like, I guess the Bling Ring, because I wanted to check out like Sofia Coppola's movie, and like for me sometimes she's hit or miss, but I at least want to give her a chance, you know. So like I guess that was the deciding factor.
But what's really hit or miss about Sofia Coppola? Were you a fan of Sofia Coppola? What's your memories of Sofia Coppola?
I mean, like I've seen about half of her films, and
so you have Virgin Suicides. You have after that, Lost in Translation.
I saw Lost in Translation.
Marie Antoinette, and then what was after Marie Antoinette? I guess The Bling Ring was after Marie Antoinette.
Okay, so I've seen two of her films.
So you've seen 50%.
And, you know, like, so I would just want to give her a chance, you know. So, but so basically this whole premise is, I forget what year this happened, but let's, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was pretty recent. These teenagers, like in high school, basically robbed several celebrities, including Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, major celebrity, Orlando Bloom. And, you know, they did it like for fun on a whim, and they never, like, it seemed like it got out of control eventually. And if you watch The Bling Ring, you'll see how it dissects. And I guess there's a lot of dichotomy in this this movie made me think more than I thought it would. You know, it wasn't really necessarily enjoyable. It wasn't like, oh yes, this is a fun movie. It was more like, oh, this is making me think about like our culture, and it's more like a statement piece.
Yeah.
So like, here are the things that was going through my head afterwards is, well, first of all, there's a certain segment of the ending. Should we, like, totally... I don't know.
Just
I don't
do it. Who cares?
Spoil.
Just let it go. Let it out.
So basically...
Spoiler alert. We're about to talk about The Bling Ring. If you don't want to continue this conversation with us talking about The Bling Ring, Sofia Coppola's The Bling Ring, starring Emma Watson, go watch the movie first, then come back and join us in the conversation.
You can join us later, or you can just listen to us talk about it if you're not going to watch it.
That's right.
Because it is a pretty interesting movie. I mean, like... And it also goes through like them being interviewed after the events already took place. So it's like, you know, this timeline, you get both sides in a way. And basically what I thought was interesting is like how they got into Paris Hilton's house. Paris Hilton was their first hit, from what I know. And they basically were like, this one girl was like, they're dubbing her, I guess, like the ringleader, this like Asian girl.
Yeah.
And she is like, first of all, she had a prior history of like robbing people's cars in the neighborhood. She'd like check each car to see if it was open and like steal their iPods and money and stuff like that.
Which itself is already sort of like a, you know, a warning sign to anyone else that's just leaving their cars open. There's a reason why they're supposed to be locked.
Yeah. Well, that's people's stupidity.
And then people leave keys in there too.
Yeah. That's people's stupidity. Like I've seen like so many cars that are just open at any time.
Leaving keys in an unlocked car is the dumbest thing ever. In an unlocked car,
apparently
you're gonna leave
your keys.
It happens
a lot. Well, okay. With the Paris Hilton thing, though, you know, she lived in a gated community that had guards and a check-in and everything, so she probably thought that things were pretty safe. And so, you know. After this, this girl's like, you know, Paris Hilton's out of town. They find out on the internet. They find out her location. They find out her address. They use Google Maps. They like hunt her house down, and then, you know, at night they sneak in, and she's like, I bet Paris will leave her keys under the mat, And like lo and behold, you know, Paris Hilton's keys are under the mat, and then they go into Paris's house. And, you know, at first it's just like taking a handbag and like a goodie here or there, and it's probably stuff that Paris Hilton won't even know that is gone. But then they end up going back to Paris Hilton's house like 5 or 6 more times.
Yeah.
And sometimes they go just to hang out, like as if they were a celebrity, like living in the house. It's kind of like a dream that's just like, oh, I'm hanging out in this luxurious house.
Because they like copied her key. So it's like, well, now we can just walk in whenever we feel like it.
Yeah. They didn't show this in the movie, but in the behind the scenes, they have some details about the actual real life story about what happened. Apparently the kids took the key, they copied it, and then when they came back the next time they left it under the rug, and like no one really knew what was going on. Paris Hilton probably didn't know for like the first few times what was going on, and then like finally these kids actually got wrapped up in this, you know, the ring of getting some older dudes involved, like some older Mexican guys that they knew from like a club. They're basically even partying with the celebrities, like at times at actual clubs. They're like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton were there, and Lindsay Lohan actually recognized one of them once they were apprehended. She was like, oh my God, I saw this person at the club. You know, she saw their faith. And so that's pretty interesting too, like knowing that they were that close to mingling, like in their own precious time, not like on set or something, not like they know them professionally, but just, you know, out and about. And so that's kind of creepy too. But
I'd actually like, there's a lot of times where I feel like, do those level of like, I guess, actors or celebrities even recognize any of the crew? I feel like only the real actors, the working actors, like the honest actors, are ever thankful of like the hard crew, the below the line people, you know?
I think they might remember, because actually it's pretty interesting, because
I'm just talking about like just other actors,
just like in general.
Other actors in general. Do they know like, oh yeah, hey, it's Mike the sound guy, or you know, he's the one who mixes, you know?
They probably,
because they go through so many.
You know what, I would say on a TV show they might know more, because they
probably
see each other
TV,
more.
Yeah, because it's like that's a constant, yeah. That's like going to school.
But as far as like different sets each day on a movie, I don't know for sure if they would know. But the other thing is, so they like got wrapped up with like these older Hispanic guys from the club, that they would get them into the club, and then one of them, I guess, apparently went to Paris's house and stole all of her jewelry, not just like one, you know, bracelet here or there. He took everything, and she had a whole room full of jewelry. And so
that's like a real robbery,
yeah,
right there.
Like that, and that's what I think really tipped Paris off to like, man, people are stealing my stuff. Because at first she thought it was like an inside job, or like, is this one of my friends messing with me or something? And you know, the actual teenagers that were stealing, yes, they did steal like really expensive objects, but they would just take a few at a time, like, or you know, like a bag full at a time.
Yeah.
Enough that like someone like Paris Hilton probably wouldn't know that a handbag or like one dress was missing, because like, but like, you know, she has so much. But yeah, when they, I think that that's when those kids started going downhill, when they started getting in with like the real heavy duty, like older guys that were stealing. And like, and then also they started posting pictures of them on Facebook and stuff with like, millions of dollars, you know, just like throwing it up in the air at the club and stuff. And like, that's not really, I don't know, that's just not smart.
That's just not smart crime, you
yeah
know?
It's like 16-year-olds being like, look at all of like my Rolexes, and like, here's $1,000 I just happen to have like in my hand, you know? So that's, I don't know, like they were pretty dumb about it there. And but at the same time, it's like from their mentality, you can tell they're just trying, looking for attention, just to be like, oh, we're big time now, we're celebrities. And it's pretty stupid to like, you know, this movie actually made me respect Paris Hilton more, if there was ever like that possibility. But also the cool thing about the movie and looking in the behind the scenes of it is that it was actually filmed at Paris Hilton's real house.
Yeah.
And so Sofia Coppola asked for her permission, and I thought that that was pretty excellent, because it's like, that's the only way to like really know what her house looks like. I mean, her house is, I mean, I wouldn't love to live there, but it is pretty fabulous.
Well, describe,
like, it's not my style.
Describe her house though, because it's exactly like how my house is.
Of course, there's pictures of Paris Hilton all over the wall. Like you have your Paris shrine, and she has like all of, it's called her Hall of Fame wall. She has every, almost every like magazine cover she's ever shot for. She has like this hangout room that has Paris Hilton pillow covers that her friend bought her, like that are actual pillows with her face on it. She has like a party room with a stripper pole and crazy lighting, and it's basically like a club. She has this...
The club room, that's what they called it, right?
Or, yeah, I don't... Stripper room or something. But,
the stripper room.
She has, like, all these mirrors all over everywhere. Her closet is crazy. Her closet, I mean, obviously it's, like, walk-in, but it's not just, like, a little hallway. It's like, a room. And she has several dresses that are all lined up, like, by color code. And even, like, honestly, some of them look very similar. It's almost like, oh, you have 10 silver glitter dresses, you know. It's like, how many more do you need? But you know, if one's gone, she probably won't notice.
Well, that's the thing, is that that's the mentality of, you're so, you know, stealing from the rich, especially something, someone has so many objects like that, that, like, you know, a shirt or a gown or something for every single day in the year. It's like, you take one, is that really gonna matter?
Yeah, and also the other thing is, like, to give, you know, her some credit, is like, you know, if she rewears something, she can't, because somebody's going to be like, oh my God, she wore that at the VMAs last year. Yeah. You know, it's like something, you can't rewear one of her outfits. So I don't know. It's a tough predicament.
It's almost like, it's just like a museum at that point.
Yeah, it's like a museum. And then even like her shoes, she has like a whole room dedicated to shoes, and each pair is on display, and it's all like well lit. It's amazing. Like, those shoes probably get treated better than, like, the average American, you know? Like,
it was almost just like discovering the Titanic, but, like, in real life, where you'd be like, wow, look at all this stuff. It's actually real.
Yeah. And so that was interesting. And also, like, there's an interesting, you know, after the movie, I'm like, okay, well, I'm a big fan of Good Charlotte. So I know that Benji Madden at one point, like, was dating Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And everyone knows, like, or most people that pay attention to Good Charlotte knows of the song, like, Lifestyles, the Rich and the Famous. And there's a lyric in that song that talks about robbing celebrities. And I found that interesting. It's like, who would have known that, you know, 10 or 15 years after that song is released, that he'd be dating, you know, at that time, Paris was always in the tabloids. He'd be dating pretty much like...
He'd be dating.
What? Like that, because that song came out like 10 years prior, right? Or 15 years
prior.
That's
the one thing that people got against. Like that was almost like, I feel like, the final straw for a lot of people who are like on the line with Good Charlotte. Like, oh, they sold out now. They're all rich and famous and they got all this. And then when they started dating the epitome of what the rich and famous youth were, they're like, oh, now they've really done it.
See, I didn't think that at all. Like, I actually pretty much stayed out of their public... You know, I was aware of, like, Joel dating Nicole Richie, and now he's married to Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
And Benji was dating Paris Hilton. And at that time, Nicole Richie and Paris had their show. Can you remember what was it called?
Was it like Reality?
It was a reality show.
Reality Life or something like that? The Real Life?
The Real Life. Maybe that was it. But I never actually watched their show. So I just kind of stayed out of it, and I didn't really pay that much attention to their private life. But I knew about it, and I didn't really care, honestly. Like, I was just like, okay, well, that's cool. Like, they're hanging out in LA, and, like, I guess, you know, they made it, you know, like, they're with, like, the rich people, cool. And, like, but I never backlashed against that song. Like, people were like, oh, you record, like, that song actually was what broke them through. Like, they had other hits before it,
yeah,
but the Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous song, like, really broke them through mainstream pop even. And they had their own MTV show, like, you know, they were pretty prominent back then. And so, like, even at that time, that's when some of the fans started to drop off, even, because now they're like, oh, now you are famous because of that song.
Exactly,
like, it's
yeah.
So ironic. So, but then, like, so now I find it really interesting that, you know, Paris was actually robbed, and then, like, that song. Like, I don't know, I would kind of, like, love to talk to Paris Hilton and just ask her to be like, what do you think of that?
Paris,
you
know? Hilton's voice is, like, an anomaly to me. When I hear her speak, I can't quite tell if that's actually her voice. That's like, if that's her real voice or like her persona voice.
I have no idea either, but I will say, like, after hearing her interview on the behind the scenes of it, I actually respect her a lot. Like, I feel like she's a really good businesswoman. I mean, maybe, I'm not saying she, like, needs to be president of the United States necessarily, although she did do that video, Paris for President. But, like, she is probably a lot more smarter than people make her out to be. You know, people are probably like, what a dumb blonde, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure she's heard it all. But like,
and then she's like, I'm not even a blonde.
Yeah. But she's smart. Like, she's not dumb. There's a reason why she has all those objects. Well,
tell us why.
I don't know. She has a book. She's marketed herself. She's on reality TV show. And
but is
she,
it one of
know,
those?
She has,
is it one
she
of those?
The Hilton fortune.
But is it one of those situations that you talk about that, like, if when you have a lot of money, those things are a lot easier to come by?
Yeah, I think you know she obviously was born basically an American princess. You know, she her legacy has like
at least
owns
her,
every hotel.
At least her over her sister that no one that doesn't have the, you know. Because her sister doesn't get as much notoriety as she does.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, I honestly don't know enough
because she
about
stays
her
out of that.
Life.
Her sister,
and also Paris, you know, did run with like a
remember
heavy
very,
crowd.
Remember very few times where like both of the Paris sisters are like together photographed.
And there was at one point, like, though, I was kind of getting semi-annoyed of Paris Hilton, though. Because sometimes the media, like, overdoes it on, like, a couple celebrities every few years. They're always like, Paris does this, Paris does that, Paris gets a dog, Paris' dog is missing, or something. I remember her dog was missing for a while or something. And, like, they get overheated with, like, you know, oh, Paris at this club, Paris here, Paris everywhere. Like, I feel like for at least a year or two, she was, like, way overexposed.
Yeah.
And maybe her fault, maybe not, but more so the media. So like, you know, I admit during that time period, I was like, man, enough of Paris. I don't need to know every little detail about her life.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel now about like Kim Kardashian. But I look back on it. I'm like, I would take Paris Hilton in a million times
well,
a million.
What really happened
Kim.
Is with the, for me personally, and maybe this is the truth technically in the world, is that when Paris Hilton went away, she basically tagged in Kim Kardashian because they used to run in the same circles and then they just sort of switched and Kardashians took them over.
Yeah, which is sad because I think that
I
at
think,
least
but that's,
the
I think
Hiltons
that's how,
are better.
But I think that's how it was structured.
Maybe.
That's pretty much, I feel like, how it's structured. Like there was
every
a changing
years,
of the guard.
There'll be a new one every few years too.
Yeah, I think that's literally what's going to happen. Like one is waiting in the wings as we speak, ready to be shot.
And then when the next one comes, we'll be like, oh my God, when is Kim coming back?
Yeah. Like, Kim was so great, now I'm just Kanye with a baby in the face.
But anyway, so, I mean, I guess it's weird to say, but that movie did give me a certain amount of respect to Paris Hilton.
Was that really the only thing you got out of it?
No.
You're like, man, I really respect, she got her stuff stolen, like her family jewels got taken, but then... Now I because she's been through pain just like us. Now I respect her. Is that really what happened?
I wouldn't say I like fully respect her. Like she's not my role model or anything, but like I at least acknowledge like what she has to go through in life, and the scrutiny that she has. But it's one of those things that's like, oh, poor you.
Well, she sort of put herself in that position too, right?
Yeah.
But also, I think that's also what they showed in the Bling Room, especially with Emma Watson's character, where she wanted that fame. You know,
yeah.
She wanted that life, and at the end, when she gets all the paparazzi and stuff, then she's trapped in it.
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up that character, because I actually did some research.
What was the name of her character?
I don't
have to say not very long.
No, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm like, oh,
even matter
scurrying
now.
The internet.
It doesn't even
for
matter now
people.
Because with the internet, like not very long, like 5 minutes, you can learn a whole
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. That's about as long as I spent. Like I was interested in like knowing a little bit about the background of the actual people that robbed.
Yeah.
So I looked up some of them, like where are they now, and most of them are not around or not answering, like the guy.
What do you mean not around or not answering?
It says like unknown status.
Oh, like disappeared,
or they're just like living a life that's not being public. But that Emma Watson character is very public. She has her own website. Her character name in the film is not the name of her actual name, and I don't know.
Did they
what
change
they
all the names?
I think so, for the film, and like you know, her website's really interesting because it has in her bio within the first paragraph it says like, you know, I was allegedly a member of the Bling Ring, you know,
yeah.
Like, and I'm like, really, allegedly, you're actually using that word, you know, like, and she was convicted, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
She didn't get to spend that much time in jail. I don't know the length, but it wasn't even a full year. But yeah, so apparently she was actually a reality TV star for a month before the news broke.
Oh yeah.
So, but that she had a show on E, and it actually covered parts of her getting in trouble with the Bling Ring.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, it only lasted a season. But the reason why she got that reality show to begin with was apparently her mom was a former Playboy Playmate, and she was all new agey and, like, was home teaching the kids.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they'd be, like, partying it up in L.A. and stuff. So
it almost feels like that's all people can really do in L.A. is, like, I'm an actor, then you party it up. And then,
yeah, and, like, do cocaine and shit or whatever.
It's, is there, like, anything else to this L.A.?
I don't know, but, yeah, so, you know, so she was a reality show star, if you want to call her that, before The Bling Ring, only a month before. So that's kind of, like, good and bad timing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're getting exposure, but is that the type of exposure you actually want? Because they were basically calling her in the movie, like, a wannabe actress.
Yeah.
It was more like she really wanted that fame. I mean,
also, who really is the judge of a wannabe? You know what I mean? Oh, I'm a wannabe actress. Are you acting? Yeah. Then it's like, is it really a wannabe?
But you could tell, like, she wanted to have, like, that. She wanted to be Paris.
But I feel like,
you know,
when you give someone a wannabe, when you give someone, like, a tagline for being a wannabe anything and they're actually doing it, it's sort of like, are you still just a wannabe or are you doing it just not very well?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I have no idea.
Like, a wannabe to me is someone that's like, okay, I want to play guitar. And, like, you never play guitar. And you just always say you're going to one day play guitar.
But let's say, are you really an actress if you are in one commercial?
Yeah.
And you're still trying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm an actress, too.
Yeah. But you don't market yourself
as an actress. I don't go around being like, I'm an actress.
Yeah. I'm not going to say you're a wannabe actress, you know?
But somebody might. Somebody might categorize me as that, even though I'm not even, like, wanting to be an actress.
But the thing
I've been in parts,
it's how you market yourself at the same time. Say you're a wannabe actress, right? So you're trying to act. Are you even acting? If you're doing all that, you're still a wannabe until you actually do it. Like, until you get, like, solidified.
Yeah.
And you do a job or do something like that.
Well, the interesting thing about her character is that she actually spent some jail time in the cell next to Lindsay Lohan.
Perfect.
Which I think that is interesting, too. Like, it's like knowing that they robbed her and she was, like, right next to her in jail. That's kind of...
Both criminals side by side.
Very ironic as well. The other thing that I kept thinking about... Well, actually, that girl annoyed me, too. Like looking at her website for under 5 minutes. Apparently she has a baby now and is married to, like, a Canadian businessman or something. And it's like, apparently she's still trying to market herself as some type of celebrity.
It's perfect. That's the way you get money, though.
But
that's,
I'm like, you didn't do anything. I mean, yeah, you had a reality show.
But celebrityism isn't about that. You know,
it's about, like, her trying to get attention. I mean, we're talking about her now.
It's notoriety, not work.
But isn't that kind of sickening, though, to know that, like, she didn't actually do anything prominent that, like, helped anyone?
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, I hate those people, too. But at the same time, it is work trying to get those jobs. Trying to get, like, I'm a celebrity. Pay me to be here. That's still a hustle at the same time.
She is a celebrity for robbing celebrities.
It doesn't even matter at this point. It's just, like, her name is known. It's like not everyone's seen Saved by the Bell, but then all of a sudden AC Slater's still all over. You know what I mean? He's now at the point you're just known for something. You just gotta be known for something.
Yeah, but Mario Lopez, like, hosts like Miss America and stuff.
But now he's known for doing that. But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't even matter. You just gotta be known for something.
Or he's like advertising, like, chocolates to women now.
Like, all you gotta be, like, I feel like maybe the key to that level of celebrityism is just to be able to say, like, hey, she did that. I've never seen it, but you've seen that.
So what I can say about this girl is, like, hey, that's the girl that robbed all the celebrities. She was in the Bling Ring.
Boom. Something to talk about.
She's the real Bling Ring.
That's what I think celebrityism is all really it is. It's just something to talk about. Something for people to talk about.
But it's lame because all the other people in the Bling Ring, like, have been basically trying to rebuild their lives, in my opinion. Like, you know, one of them actually answered back that was, like, she said something like, you know, I'm trying to rebuild my life and, like... She mentioned God. She's like, I found God. And, like,
of course they,
you know,
found God now.
You know, like, she's like, please don't write me again. Like, that was pretty much her response to the press. But they were like, you know, I'm moving on. You know, at least she kind of, like, acknowledged. But some of the other ones, like, just don't exist anymore. Like, they're probably still living, but I don't know where they are or what they're doing. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, that Asian girl totally dropped off the face of the planet, and she was, like, the ringleader, apparently.
Well, you know, what is she supposed to do now? Just continue robbing?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, but the
thing
you could
do a sequel of this.
But the, she probably still does. I wouldn't be surprised because it seems like it's like engraved in her DNA to do that.
Yeah, but the worst thing a criminal could be is high profile and like everyone knows, oh, they're about to rob this place. Oh, yeah. They're going to rob. That person's probably still robbing somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age. So it's like, it's wise. They probably are still robbing people, but it's wise that they're out of the spotlight. And maybe that girl right now that everyone knows that has the website, that's the main diversion. Everyone just focus on her. And then everyone else can still do crimes. Because
she's like, I want the attention. I don't really care about the crimes.
Exactly.
She's like, just look at me. Like, but also
does
one of
the... Does she look anything like Emma Watson?
Not really. I mean, like, she... I don't know. She has, like, a really young, more youthful look.
Than Emma Watson?
I think Emma Watson has a more mature look than this other girl.
Because she's from the UK?
I don't know if that's why, but... And then also, apparently, one of the Hispanic older guys apparently is... I did not look him up intensely, but I basically read this one page that was like, where are they now? He apparently is posting on, like, Instagram, like, all of his richness.
Nice.
Like, he, like, posts, like, cars and, like, all of this bling and stuff there. Like, apparently he's still, like, partying it up in LA.
Might as well, right? So people can rob him.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know, dude. It takes balls to, like... And also the other thing, like, first of all, it takes balls to, like, try to enter someone's house.
It
like
does.
I've never ever tried. I've never even thought about doing that. But like, you know, let alone like a celebrity. You know, do you really think that you're that above the law that you will not get caught? And
well,
also,
they're teenagers, right?
Yeah, but
it's
also
out there to have fun. That's what teenagers do.
That's really what they were out there to do. I don't think they were out there to, like, cause harm. They were, but they got wrapped up in it too much. Like, they let it spiral out of control. But I mean, and they were also shown like taking drugs and stuff, which I don't, you know, obviously approve of. But
I hope no one approves of that.
But I'm just saying, like, they got wrapped into that lifestyle.
I want to go on the record that I don't approve anyone taking drugs.
But they got wrapped up into that lifestyle of like being hip and cool and like, I'm a celebrity now. And but the other thing is, like, why are these celebrities like leaving their doors unlocked? Like,
that's stupid and stuff.
I just don't understand, like,
because they think they're untouchable. So, you think you're untouchable?
I mean, obviously now, like, that came out, I bet, like, a lot of celebrities, even the celebrities that weren't hit up by the bling ring, they probably, like, invested in some type of alarm system, or, you know what I mean? Like, they can't let that happen again. But just knowing that somebody actually thought enough to, like, do that is pretty ballsy. But then it makes sense, because it's like, well, they checked online and saw that they weren't going to be in town that weekend.
Yeah.
Or whenever, and came in, but... I mean, that does show you, like, even on the internet, like, I see people that aren't celebrities post stuff like, oh, I'm so glad this weekend is coming, I'm going to beach. Excuse me. But, like, you know, it's like you're announcing. You're announcing to everybody that you're going out and you're not going to be home.
That is the stupidest thing of people just in all social media announcing where they're going, what they're doing. That's retarded. And all this, in the purest sense of the word.
And Paris?
That's why I get really annoyed with that these days. I'm just
Foursquare. I'm checking in.
Yeah, I just see all this stupidity.
I'm at the deli.
All this stupidity. I just see so much of that. Just such an it's so easy for anyone to date rape, for the stalk, anybody to kill.
But Paris Hilton did make a comment saying that with social media, she has learned not to announce things as much. You know, she's like, I'm very grateful for my... Bless you. I'm very grateful for my fans, you know, she says, but... Yeah. But like
fans of what though?
I don't know. She like acknowledged.
She's looking
them.
Pretty.
I mean, like, yeah.
Well, I remember Dave Navarro was talking about a stripper, talking about a porn star or something like that, and they're like, you know, they're hot. You know, that's all they have.
Yeah.
That's all they have. That's always the thing.
Are they really that hot?
But that's always one of the notes. Now he described it perfectly, and that's one of the biggest notes I always have when people are just like, I could either do this with my life or I could just make millions, lots of money just being a stripper. And so it's just like, well, I guess that's all you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. If that's all you have, do that. Because once that's gone, then you have nothing. You know what I mean?
But if you're going to like do that, at least be the best stripper you can be.
But what does that really mean either?
I don't know. I feel like there is an art to it.
Well, burlesque is then.
Even on the strip pole, though, there's an art to like.
There is. There's an athletic ability about it. And not, I'm not against strippers or anything like that, but I'm against people not being the best they can. If they are going to be the best stripper, if they are going to be a stripper, yes, be the best stripper you can.
And one more thing I wanted to mention about the bling ring is apparently one of the officers, or let's say law enforcement, that helped arrest the actual Bling Ring. He worked as a consultant on Sofia Coppola's film, The Bling Ring. And because of his influence on the film, he actually made the sentence of the real Bling Ring members decrease.
And how'd that happen?
I don't know all the law details, but like I said, apparently he influenced, you know, the jury or something. I don't know. He influenced some of the court case. So, like, they knocked pretty much most of their sentences by half.
Way to go, justice system.
So it's like, basically, it's weird because Sofia Coppola's commentary on everything actually, like, helped the actual robbers spend less time in jail. Stuff like that, that's what I thought about for, like, the past days after watching the film. There's, like, all these little small questions that were interesting to me.
I mean, it's so great that there's such an easy loophole.
Yeah. And then, like, all these people, or especially, like, that Emma Watson character, can always be like, oh, I'm in a movie now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I'm famous. They made a movie from my life. Which sounds pretty cool when you say it like that.
Yeah, but who... Come on now. Are movies really that cool at this point?
I'm just saying it, like, if somebody was like, oh, somebody made a movie about your life.
I mean, you can make a movie about it. You can do whatever you want. It's things are... People, in this day and age, people used to think that being something or somebody was pretty much untouchable, but we've pretty much proven that now, if you're a nobody or if you're a civilian, you can be famous.
Yeah.
And now we realize if you're the best guitarist, if you're the best anything, it doesn't mean you're going to be the most famous.
Or even, like, there's people that have had, like sex with Tiger Woods, and now they're famous.
Yeah, so in a sense, my thoughts are this. Everything is full of bullshit. Don't even worry about being famous. Don't even worry about all that stuff. Just worry about being who you are, because you know what, everyone... It doesn't even matter. It just matters which way destiny is going to pull you. You can be the best artist and no one's going to see you. You can be the worst artist and everyone's going to see you. Things are flipped. So you just got to follow your own path and see what happens. Because there's no telling what's going to happen. And that's exciting in its way too.
And Andy Warhol said, everybody gets their 15 minutes.
That's right. Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in. This show probably came out on Wednesday. We might be delivering on Wednesdays from now on. We'll see how that goes. But the show is also brought to you by Straight Productions. You can check them out at straightproductions.com. Also, you can check out my newest films at one-shots.com. We just delivered a new film this week, and it's going to lead off to a whole bunch of new directions that we're doing for One Shot. So stay tuned for that. Also, go to my Tumblr. You can see some behind-the-scenes stuff at goastray.tumblr.com. And also, don't forget me, joecarabeo.com. I'm just joking. You're all cool. What do you have, Carolyn?
Go to curls-studio.com and visit us at New York Comic Con 2013 at Small Press Area 1162 is our booth.
And don't forget to check us out if you're listening to us on Stitcher. You can see us. You can see the Carolyn and Joe Show webpage at carolynandjoeshow.com. And if you're not listening to us on Stitcher, you can find us on Stitcher at Stitcher.com/Carolyn and Joe Show. I think that's what it is. I hope that's what it is. So, everyone, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
What is it? 22 Skidoo.
23 Skidoo. Or I guess you could change it to 22 Skidoo.
22 Skidoo. See you later, Carolyn.
Adios.